Welcome to the Stop Drinking Podcast, where we help you make stopping drinking a simple, logical, and easy decision. We help you with tips, tools, and strategies to start living your best life when alcohol-free. If you want to learn more about Stop Drinking Coaching, then head over to www.soberclear.com. If you're struggling to stop drinking alcohol, I wanted to let you know one thing. You are not alone. Every day, millions of people wake up the day after drinking the night before, feeling regret, feeling shame, feeling hungover, and they promise themselves that they're never going to drink again. I have gone through this cycle more times than I can count. It's been hundreds and hundreds of times. I did this for almost 10 years. I would wake up most days feeling like, damn it, why did I do it again? And millions of people then say to themselves, that's it, I'm done, only to drink again day later, a week later, a year later. Alcohol is one of those things that we want so desperately to get rid of, yet we keep punching ourselves in the face, making the same mistakes, going through the exact same cycle on repeat for decades. And if you're struggling as well, you are not on your own here. One of the weird things of alcohol as well is that so many people suffer in silence. You could go in the supermarket, you could see 100 normal faces, but we don't know what's happening behind the scenes. You could go out with a work colleague and the work colleague doesn't touch a drop of alcohol and you think, oh, that person's fine, he's not got a drinking problem. And yet back home, there's a secret battle that's going on. They're drinking, their wife doesn't really know about it, nobody really knows, it's all a big secret. And so many people are desperate to get rid of it. They want to change their relationship with the drug. They want to kick it out of their life, but they keep coming back to it. The pull is just too strong. And if that's you right now, I wanted to make this video just for you. See, after almost 6 years of not drinking alcohol, my life has changed in every single way. But I have failed to stop drinking more times than I can count. How can somebody go from failure after failure after failure into almost six years of continuous non-drinking? It's almost two polar opposite results, struggling, failing to having no desire to drink. Well, it doesn't matter how I did it, right? There's 600 YouTube videos on this channel explaining my method, explaining my mindset, explaining how I stopped drinking alcohol. In fact, if you click the link in the description, there's a much more in-depth video training that shows you how to control drinking in as little as 48 hours. But I'm not going to educate you in this video. What I want to do for you in this video is I want to show you that it's possible for you as well. I have felt so defeated. I felt like giving up. I felt like there was no hope for me. I was going to be the person that drank themselves to death. I have felt that way a lot of times. I'm not saying I felt like that every day, but I have had my moments where I thought that I was doomed. I had a period where I did not drink anything for between 6 and 9 months. I can't remember the exact dates, but during that 6 to 9 month period, my life started taking off. I had a relationship. I had this nice Mercedes. I was doing a personal training business, making like $1,500 a week whilst I was still at university. I was on fire. Like, I couldn't stop. I had momentum, and ended up drinking again. And basically, during this relapse, is I dismantled all the progress that I'd made. My business disappeared. I went to London. I'd run out of money. I was borrowing money off my family. I'd put on weight. I was feeling terrible. I had to go and work in a restaurant again. And all the progress that I'd made during that 6 to 9 month period of sobriety, I had dismantled every single thing. And I felt crushed. I felt defeated. And I just felt like I was done for. And it scared me. It scared the living daylights out of me. Feeling this fear that I was going to have to live the rest of my life this way, it sent shivers down my spine. And I remember there was a day where I really just reflected and I was like, how have I got back here? You were doing so well. You're done. You're finished. It's too far gone now. I remember feeling this feeling of wanting to cry. Listen, you might be at that place right now as well, feeling defeated, feeling like there's no hope. But I want to let you know that there is hope. The way that you feel right now, feeling shame, defeat, whatever it is, what you need to do is use these emotions. You don't want to use these emotions and let them beat you down and pin you down and make you go further into that feeling of despair. The best thing you can do is that if you feel like you're in a situation right now where you're not happy, where you're annoyed, where you don't like what you're doing, is get angry. Get angry at yourself, get angry at the world, get angry at the people that are pushing this drug on you 24/7, get angry at the fact that you're addicted to this drug and do something about it. You don't need to keep letting it hit you again and again and again. You don't need to go further into a pit to make a change. The change can happen immediately. You don't need to put this off. You don't need to wait till tomorrow. You can make a change right now. And I can speak till I'm blue in the face. I can make 1,000 videos talking to you and trying to help you. But nothing changes until you make a decision to change. Until you decide enough is enough. I'm changing my life. I'm doing something different. I'm getting rid of alcohol and I'm moving on. Nothing happens until you make that decision. decision. It's the only thing I can't do for you. If I could make that decision for you, this channel would have a billion subscribers. Everybody in the world would watch it. But because I can't do that for you and you need to do it yourself, the channel will stay the way that it is. But when more people get the courage to step up, to do it, to get it out of their life, when more people say, enough is enough, this channel will grow. Because you'll start telling your friends about the amazing things that are happening since you've got rid of alcohol from your own life. Then your friends will all look at you thinking, man, you're looking good. What's going on? You've lost weight. You're looking bigger. But friends will start telling you this kind of stuff. You'll check your bank balance and, there's an extra couple of $1,000 in there. How did that happen? If you've got a business, you'll look at the spreadsheets, you'll look at the finances, and you'll be like, whoa, hang on, we're up 20% since 2 months ago. That's quick. See, this is the kind of stuff that can start happening. But it only happens when you make a decision. A decision to change, a decision to improve your life, and a decision to say enough is enough. Thanks for checking out the Stop Drinking podcast by Sober Clear. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them stop drinking effortlessly, then make sure to visit www.soberclear.com.